This time we explore the Tetons with Brushbuck Wildlife Tours.
Mummies come alive at the Museum of Idaho.
Is Chick-fil-A and Ammon racist?
One beer fest, two beer fest.
Red beer fest, blue beer fest? It's all right here, right now, tonight on IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back, good evening, and governables, socialized independent thinkers, like, subscribe, algorithm knows, dad jokes, bad jokes, infotainment opinion, Idaho Falls, hi.
Wow, really phoning it in today, huh?
Just, let's get her done. We've got a great evening planned for tonight, mm-hmm. Just need to get this shit out of the way.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I don't think it's total shit, but all right.
I keyed. Okay, it looks like I finally get to use this. You ready for a gag I've been working on for 2 or 3 weeks now because I saw it coming?
Let's hear it.
Let's find out what shade of Home Depot paint Carly's sunburn is. Can we?
When did you pick this up?
Can we hold that up?
How long have you been waiting on this exactly? Also,
it's been like 3 weeks.
Also, I can tell you're a man because you went with straight up pink and didn't account for the skin tone underneath.
Oh.
See, men don't know nothing about undertones. Well, let's just foolish. Take a
look. Our choices from top to bottom are gaiety.
Oh.
That's the super light pink.
Good for pride season.
Oh, it's, yeah. Happy Pride Month.
Yeah. Pleasing.
That's
pink.
Gay.
Powder rose, which by the way is a very pretty color.
Yeah.
Pink punch, cherry brandy, Kenny's kiss. Who's Kenny?
And why is he kissing?
Yeah.
And why is it that color?
And California wine.
Let's see what color Kenny's kiss is, the second from the bottom.
This one.
Huh.
Yeah.
Kenny. I don't know if that's the right shade for you.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I come home with lipstick on my collar, you're going to know who I'm with.
So it looks like you might be pink punch. Is that it?
I feel like pink punch is a little much.
Are you powder rose?
I think I'm more, maybe powder rose. That seems about it.
Okay. All right.
That's hilarious. And you know what? That is despite me making sure that I had sunscreen on every day and covering up my skin and trying to be very careful about not getting a sunburn. But I sat by a window for too long.
Well, and that's summer for you. That is summer, and it happens every year.
Just sucks.
Carly's a ginge. She's very sensitive to light.
I did have 1 year where I did avoid getting a sunburn the entire summer.
Mm.
It was amazing.
All right.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's
very proud.
Gonna happen with everything. I know. We're just all about the farmer's market.
I know. I need to get a parasol.
We're gonna talk about our Yellowstone sightseeing tour.
It was pretty cool.
Oh my God. We just did so much.
We did a ton this weekend. We did it all.
Yeah.
Like everything we could have packed into a day, we did, and then some.
Oftentimes, when Carly and I are faced with a sometimes even difficult decision making, what to do, what do? The answer is do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're in a rush.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you do 75% of something, and that's okay.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I will give us a little credit. I feel like we did more like 90% of the things that we had on our plate, you know?
And don't get me wrong. I'm the kind of person usually who, like, I do something 110%. I'm a completist. And then I'll redo it just to make sure it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, like, frivolous activities we want to mention on the show.
Yeah, right.
Well, going to a thing and having our eyes half open because we're so tired is better than not going to the thing at all.
In my opinion, at least. Yeah. I would agree.
All right. I agree too.
Yeah.
So you're at pleasing. No, you're at powder rose. We'll see if we'll hang on to this. Okay.
I love it.
See if we can get you up to California wine this year.
I kind of want to go. I want to go into Home Depot and see if we can find an even more accurate.
Okay, deal.
Swatch together. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be funny. Okay. Let's find one for me and one for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Straight to the comments and follow-ups.
Let's do it.
Trailblazer95 on Instagram wins the record for nicest compliment anyone's ever paid to us ever.
Oh.
They say, this is the kind of podcast I pay internet bills for.
Wow.
What?
That's really nice.
Here's the terrible thing. I didn't write down which reel that was, no, it was on Instagram.
Oh, gotcha.
But which reel that was a comment on.
It was probably the cat butthole one.
I think so.
That one was really funny.
Pretty big hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we can put up with 10 or 20 when you order John Hamm and Christina Hendricks off of wish.com comments.
Honestly, about I think our those show. Are compliments. Like, you're still saying that we look like someone who is objectively good looking. Mm-hmm. So,
what did you call Fred last week? A dollar store?
Oh, yeah. Dollar Pee-wee store Herman. Pee-wee Herman. Yeah.
Yeah. We're a dollar store, John Hamm and Christina Hendricks.
Fair enough.
Anyway, thank you, Trailblazer_95 on Instagram for that lovely comment. It was just made
super
our week.
Super sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had some amazing progress. Not like anything viral, but just there's a steady stream coming.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't really give a shit about numbers. I just want to, well, okay. I give a shit about reach and influence.
Right.
And getting our message out there. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't give a good goddamn if there's, 100 or 100,000, just as long as somebody's going, oh yeah, they're so right.
Right.
Oh gosh, I'm so glad I know that now. But
I do think that you also do take some pleasure in looking over the stats of the channel.
Yeah.
I think you like seeing the numbers go up because it hits those little dopamine points in your brain and feels real good.
Yeah, I know a buddy of mine was like, are you statsturbating again?
Yeah.
Guilty. It's true, but that's just those numbers are the indicator of what's really happening, which is, oh yay, we're being, I don't know, received, accepted, messages getting across, whatever.
Understood maybe is a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Embraced even.
Yeah. Who did we, I mean, we had a couple of people, Sam's Club, no, Costco.
Yes, at Costco.
Somebody stopped us and said, are you the?
Yeah, which I thought was nice.
Took a selfie. Was that Laura?
Shoot, I think it was Lauren.
No, I don't remember because it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I suck. Anyway, but anyway, she was really cool. And that was the first time we'd had anyone ask for our picture.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And then somebody recognized
you. I had to take my dog to the vet as I was picking him up, which I was so relieved to finally do. Yes. They were like, hey, I like your show from his truck. Okay. Oh, gosh. What was his name? I know he sent it to you. Was it?
Yep. You sent it to me. I didn't write it down. I suck. But the point is, and here's why it doesn't matter, because here's what I'm discovering. What they mean is, oh, hey, your shorts are coming up in my algorithm.
Right.
You know, Facebook and Instagram reels, YouTube shorts, TikToks coming up in my algorithm because, they know I live in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Right, right.
And I sometimes wait a second or two before I skip. That's what people really mean when they say, oh, I love your show. I listen to your show.
Yeah. Which is fine with me. I'll
Isn't
take
that
it.
A little sarcastic? Yeah. Accurate? Yeah. Also, yeah. All right.
You're such a pessimist, Mike.
Here's a new feature that we hope we don't ever have to do again. And it's called, and it's cancer.
Oh.
We were wondering about Linda Larson from Local News 8 last week.
Right, right.
It's cancer.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's sad to hear it, especially because I feel like she's been such an anchor for Local News 8 for such a long time.
Literally.
So I'm hoping that she's doing better. I'm hoping that she's able to get into her mission and, beat this whole thing. We're rooting for you over here.
Yeah, right? Because I know, and we don't, do we know what kind? I don't think we know what kind, which, worries me a little bit, but I do know, there's amazing treatments out there. I had a buddy who beat cancer.
Yeah,
And I just want to say for the record, cancer.
I don't think that's a very divisive statement there.
Right?
Yeah.
So our show came out on Tuesday morning of last week because of the holiday weekend. And we said, gee, we hope she's okay. Mm-hmm. We wish her well. And then that afternoon, 5 o'clock newscast last Tuesday, saying, Linda will continue to work as much as she can, telling the stories of our community. She said, I've started chemotherapy, so look for me to be gone off and on for the next little while.
Right.
And also look for some cute wigs on air coming up. Hell yeah, Linda.
I like that she's at least embracing the parts of it that she can control.
That's the attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show us some, pink stuff.
Ooh,
big old
some rainbow would be
rock
fun.
And roll wigs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do them all, Linda. Yeah, right? You can rock it.
I think that'd be a good time.
We are 100% behind you on
this. I want to see something with a lot of glitter.
Yeah.
Glitter wig would be fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, I've seen some really neat wigs lately that are like sculpted foam wigs. So like, okay, you know the old Ken dolls where yes. their hair was plastic and yes. stuff and didn't move? They're used in a lot of like cosplay and costuming and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really cool looking. And the fact that we have all kinds of technology to make these now, I think is really neat.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a really cool one out there that Linda might like.
Will we see some of those wigs at Idaho Falls Retro X Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st at the Elks Lodge?
Yeah, almost definitely. We have to, right?
Anyway, Linda, we are 100. Did I say 100%? Yeah, we're 1,000% behind you on this.
Yeah, get well soon.
Supporting you on this, yeah. The water tower was painted.
Yes, I was shocked that it was already like painted and has the logo on it and it's like good looking.
Well, when City of Idaho Falls was lifting that skirt up.
right.
Hiking that skirt up a little more. And showing the water tower. Okay. I was trying to tie in a Dave Matthews Band reference in there
Fair
too.
Enough.
Anyway, they lifted up the skirt and they said for the sandblasting and painting of the interior of the bowl of the water tower.
Right.
That's going to take 1 to 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then surprise, while we were at it.
Right.
We painted the outside of the bowl.
Yes, which was pretty cool. It does make me wonder what the progress of the inside of the bowl looks like.
And yes.
I kind of wish that they would have one of the crew members take a picture for us nosy folks.
Can you? Can you do that, City of Idaho Falls?
I think that'd be neat.
And you know what, City of Idaho Falls, well done for doing that ASAP.
Yeah.
Doing that as quickly after the bowl raising and welding in place as possible.
Probably a good thing. It definitely helps to, you know, flesh out the vision a little bit.
Yes. Now we can see it.
Yeah. I will say,
are you?
I still don't think it looks as good as the old water tower. Mm-hmm. Part of that is that the other one is so nostalgic. So, you know, maybe someday, like 20 years from now, I will like that one. We'll see. But I do like all of the funny little jokey jokes folks have been posting online about it.
Right.
I sent my mom an edit that they did that looked like the Pink Floyd wall.
Yes.
With like the prism on it and stuff. And I thought that was super cool.
Was that our buddy Greg Hale?
Oh, I think it was.
I think it was. Well done, Greg.
Yes, Greg. And you have a lot of people
hilarious.
Who agree with you.
Yes. Oh, in fact, Greg and I have been talking and you know the little locos?
Mm-hmm.
I call them locos. Those are the ones that we play after the commercials before we get back into the show.
Right.
On the second segment. He did a couple of classic. Let's see. He did Tom's Heroes and Wrangler Roast Beef. We'll put those up. Anyway, he's just a fantastic artist.
He is.
I didn't mean to derail you.
You're great.
Or sidebar too much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay. So you sent that to your mom because she's a Pink Floyd
Huge
fan.
Huge Pink Floyd fan. Yeah. And she completely agrees that that's the direction that we should all go.
Mm-hmm.
I also really liked the Oscar the Grouch edit. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes. They used the one where the skirts were on the water tower still. So it did kind of look like a trash can.
Like a trash can. It was funny.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, City of Idaho Falls. Oh, and while we were at the Museum of Idaho Mummies exhibit that opened this past weekend.
Which, by the way, was super cool. I can't wait to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Thank you, Camille. And Jeff Carr, we appreciate you. And we were there on the mezzanine.
Mm-hmm.
We took a photo of, and you can see both towers. It was at sunset, so it's a little washed out, but you can see what we were getting at there.
Right.
Very cool to see. And thank you, City of Idaho Falls, for putting some lipstick on that water tower. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, here's something we missed, and I feel bad. We missed the Bonneville County Fairgrounds Reptile Expo.
Yeah, I'm so mad that I didn't know about a bunch of critters all being in one place.
Yeah, we missed that.
That sounds super cool.
We will flog ourselves with the obligatory wet noodle. We'll find out why we missed that and what resource we could have used to get the stuff like that.
Because
Here's the deal. If it's like, there's a lot of events going on in Idaho Falls.
Right.
If it's a basic bitch event that's sort of expected and you basically, if you hear it, you'd say, oh, that's happening again.
Right. We don't really care too much about that because we assume that if you love it and care about it, you will have looked that up.
Yeah.
You know?
My basic bitch event. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I like. But yeah, but if it's unique and like stuff like this was,
yeah,
and that's why I'm so gutted. We're like, okay, oh, we're not doing our job.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, and I love reptile expos anyway, cause it's kind of like a little free zoo. I mean, depending on if it costs money to get in there or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get to see all kinds of crazy critters, which is always really fun. And I really like reptiles. I think they're neat. When I was a kid, I had a couple of different snakes at, you know, a few different times in my life. We had like frogs, geckos, all kinds of stuff. So I love a critter.
Yeah, you had, yeah, you grew up in quite the menagerie.
Yes.
Which is a word I had to look up after Aladdin.
Oh, right.
Remember, was it Iago?
No, it's the genie
imitating
the Prince Ali song, I think.
He's like, I'm here in the menagerie.
Oh, you're right. That is Iago that's imitating Princess Jasmine.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. It's like a zoo room.
Basically.
Or a zoo area.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just where you keep all your critters.
It's you know when you're rich?
Right.
When you have a menagerie.
Right. Yeah. You have a whole separate space you keep all your little creatures that you like to look at and play with.
That's just a drawing room or an arboretum.
Yeah. Right. That's okay.
Or a mezzanine.
You know you're rich when your rooms have very specialized uses.
Right.
You know, I think that the average person has multifunctional rooms.
Yes.
You know, like your kitchen is also your office space because you do your homework at the dining room table as a kid.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing. Mm. But it's when you have like a playroom and a bedroom that you got money.
And is it true that white elephant, the term white elephant, as in white elephant gift, came from one sheikh gave the gift of a white elephant to another sheikh that he hated because it ate as much and pooped as much as a regular elephant, but it couldn't be out in the sun doing any of the work.
That's funny.
Hauling stuff.
I know I've heard that story. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true either.
Yeah.
Funny to think about.
That is funny.
Like, I mean, like, yeah, like, okay, we were talking about last episode, revenge gifts.
Yes. Yeah, I do love a good revenge gift.
Oh, we were talking about Lil Jon remaking Get Low.
Right, for the Cologuard commercial. Wow, that's
kind of
hard to say. Cologuard.
And instead of shipping it to Cologuard, maybe shipping it to somebody else.
Right, okay.
And how there are services out there that will ship cow pies, glitter bombs, dead roses, and the obligatory bag of
dicks.
Yes, that really is a real thing.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
In case anyone thinks we're making that up.
Yeah, I think you can even send like poop shaped chocolates too.
Yeah, and I think they're all from the same website. There's like two or three websites that do it.
I love that.
And by the way, they're called prank gifts. They're not.
Yeah, right.
They're not revenge gifts.
Sure.
They're prank gifts that you would send.
Well, and sometimes I think you could. I mean, I think that some of those could fall under that category, but there are definitely some that you're not sending anyone in good fun.
Right.
Like the glitter bomb, you're sending that to someone who you want to have a bad day.
Well, and right. And when you get an electronically powered, I'm going to get through these words. When you get an electronically powered musical instrument for a kid.
Right.
Is it really because you hate the parents? Because I think it kind of is.
Sometimes. Yeah. I think sometimes it's because the kids specifically asked for.
And maliciously hate the parents, or you really, really love the kid.
Right.
Or you're just a thoughtless bastard.
Yeah, and you just grabbed the thing that you thought looked fun.
Anyway, also at the Reptile Expo, did we see a lemonade stand from Jeff and Greg and his like entire family?
Right, yeah, I think you were mentioning that.
Yeah, I hope we see him a lot more this summer.
Yeah, maybe at the farmer's market, that'd be pretty cool.
I'm so excited, look at me, I'm doing the Trump dance. I'm doing the Jennifer Lawrence two mics at once.
Yes, right.
I'm doing the Alison Brie miming thing, okay. I'm so excited.
You just really like that one, don't you?
I'm just milking the lemonade cow.
Jeez.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so here's another thing. While we're on stuff we missed and we haven't been doing our job. Mm-hmm. Last show was so huge that we were like 15 minutes over time.
Right, yeah.
We know you're busy. We try to keep it at an hour. That's an easily digestible block of time.
Sure.
Play it at 2x speed, you're done in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Which like every podcast app and YouTube does.
Yes.
And some people, it's a little too much. They only do 1.5 speed.
Yeah, two times is too much for me.
Anyway. Yeah, It's a little much.
Yeah.
You know what's a little much is listening to Philip DeFranco at 2X.
He's already so fast.
His normal show.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine.
Anyway. But we got the result. Remember when we took the Idaho Falls community survey? We got the results back already. Mm-hmm. This was like a couple, maybe even 3 weeks ago now.
I know. I feel like such a loser for not saying this sooner.
So, being the complete slackers we are, we ran the whole thing through ChatGPT and said, just give us the takeaways. Mm-hmm. So in terms of positives and biggest areas for improvement.
Sounds good.
That's all I want to know, right?
Yeah.
You can go read it yourself if you want.
I personally didn't put any work in. I let Mike do all that. So I'm excited to hear.
This literally took less than 10 seconds. It's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Biggest positives. High satisfaction with city services.
Okay, that's fair.
76%. Mm-hmm. Excellent marks for the quality of city services. Customer service by city employees, 74%. Public information services, 63%. So
that's pretty good.
Strong sense of safety. 93% of residents feel safe in their neighborhoods during the day. 91% feel safe in the downtown commercial area.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Natural environment and cleanliness. Air quality, 86%.
Yeah, the air here is pretty darn good, especially if you've ever been to anywhere in California, like the LA area. Mm-hmm. It is so smoggy and grimy.
Even Salt Lake in the winter with their inversions. Mm-hmm. Damn.
It can be bad.
Driving in, you can see it.
Yeah.
You can literally see the shitty air sitting in the valley.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Overall natural environment, 79% satisfaction. Mm-hmm. Cleanliness of Idaho Falls, 74%, rated highly.
Yeah.
Utilities and essential services. Garbage collection, 91%. Drinking water, 86%. Mm-hmm. I think that should be higher. Our drinking water here is kick ass.
Right, right. Well, and I guess it depends on what metric folks were, you know, kind of considering when they were rating it.
Versus like, bottled water.
Right. Well, no. And I was also thinking, like, is it more maybe the cost that they're upset with? Like, maybe the quality is fine, but they feel like it's too expensive.
The water pressure.
There you go. That's a good one. And also, I mean, we do have hard water here. Like, that's just the thing.
Yes.
You know? So if you're a soft water girly, maybe you don't like the water quality here.
And have we talked about those little things that you can buy from Amazon for like $40?
I don't know if we have. But yeah, those little soft water filters that go directly on your shower head.
Yeah.
Brilliant, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to install a water softener or reverse osmosis system.
Right.
Here's a $40 cheap fix. You replace the filter every 6 months. Mm-hmm. Pretty great. Should we put it? Let's link there. We'll link it. We'll link to it.
You know what? That's a great idea.
To it on Amazon in this post.
Yeah.
Okay. Biggest areas for improvement. Mm-hmm. Economic development and job opportunities. We called it.
Yeah.
We so called it.
Yeah. It's a pretty tough job market out there for a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised to see that one on there at all.
Cost of living scored the lowest.
That doesn't surprise me
either. 36%.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you've been here for a minute. I mean, I was born and raised here. Mm-hmm. And cost of living here has skyrocketed.
I would say ever since 2020, but even before that.
Yeah. Even before that, it was definitely going up. But I mean, that's really what hockey sticked it. Yeah. And you know, it's so different for like cities like New York and LA, because you know what you're getting into when you move there.
You know it's going to be expensive.
Right. And also it's expensive because you get very specific amenities based on the location.
Yeah.
You know, LA is on it's got a bunch of beautiful beaches and it's sunny all the time and stuff like that. New York has all kinds of cool cultural stuff that you can't get anywhere else. So you get why there's that cost of living there. But here in little old Idaho Falls, while it is fantastic and I think it's absolutely worth living here, it was, at least until recently, a more rural area that should have had lower cost of living because there just wasn't as many amenities or expectations for people.
Right.
You know, and so the fact that that's not the case anymore and it doesn't feel like the you know, stuff you should get with that money has kept it pace with it, it just feels a little unfair for folks.
Right. And that's the, you know, Idaho Falls, in my view, has always been behind in paying people what they're worth.
Right.
You know, when I, in a previous life, I wanted to make more money. I had to leave.
Yeah.
Just had to.
Yeah.
Housing and neighborhood design, not a lot of fans. 16% rated the availability of affordable quality housing. That's sort of like the job creation and affordability of the city in general.
Right, right.
Housing, yeah. All right. Well-planned residential growth rated 24%. I definitely know of specifically of some of the frustrations they're talking about.
Yeah.
But I still give it a little more than 24%.
I get that. But also, I mean, I think it depends on how often you're in there dealing with it.
Yes.
Because as someone who's constantly caught in rush hour every day of the week, it's really frustrating.
And that's the last thing. Public transportation and traffic flow. Bus or transit services, 31% satisfaction. Mm-hmm. Traffic flow on major streets, 28% satisfaction. Right. Ease of travel by public transportation, 20%.
Yeah.
Low performing areas.
You know, and it kind of stinks because we do have Gift, and I think that's a really cool incentive. But I have heard some people say that there are some drawbacks to that.
Well, what were you telling me? You had to go, it took you 45 minutes to go from where to where.
Probably not quite that long. It was probably like 30 minutes, but it took me forever to get from the roundabout over by, so the roundabout on Memorial, all the way over to the Wendy's on Sunnyside. So basically the Brolam's over there.
Okay.
In Ammon. Which is
downtown
insane.
By the river to the east side.
Right. And on a good day, I can make that drive in like 12 minutes. So it was a pretty stark contrast.
Over double.
And just constantly getting stuck behind people. Part of it, I do think, was just that I kept getting caught behind slow drivers who weren't paying attention.
Right.
But also, it was during rush hour. There were a ton of cars on the road, a ton of traffic. And it was just, you couldn't get out of it. You know,
and we've sort of talked about how we give 1J drivers a hard time, and so does everybody, and they often deserve it. Yeah, I'm not even gonna, you know,
like
soften that blow, Rigbyites, 1Jers. If you're offended by that, go ahead and put it in the comments. But I know that we get shit from people in Salt Lake City for having Idaho plates and driving a little slow and acting a little confused because they just go at a faster speed. They're prepared to go at a faster speed and be more aggressive on I-15, 200 miles south.
Yeah, but the thing about Utah drivers is that they are careless.
But I'm just saying, yes, there are still some people in Idaho Falls, Idaho, who are not used to going the correct speed and being as alert and aware. And I don't want to say aggressive in a bad way, but aggressive in a go, dude.
At least in their follow through. Right. You know, like there have been lots of times when I've been behind someone and they put their blinker on to merge somewhere and then they just don't for like ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you're telling me you're going to do the thing,
signal,
do the damn thing.
Go.
Yeah.
In bigger cities, they go, then signal.
Right.
The minute you fly into Vegas and start driving, you realize, oh, everybody's driving is predicated on the assumption that I don't want to get into a wreck either.
Right. Yeah.
And if I'm going to get over, I'm just going to stick my nose in, and I know you won't want to crash into me.
Yeah.
One last follow-up. Last week, it was a cougar in Cumora Loma.
A little spicy kitty.
Yeah. This week, it's a bobcat in Jefferson County, Arizona. No, Colorado.
Colorado.
He's right there. He's up on that shelf behind the plant. Oh. Right? I know.
Yo, guys, look at this thing. Hi, Kiki. Why, I'm going to see if he chases a laser. I don't know. Cats like lasers.
It's not a normal cat.
Cats are all the same. They all like the same thing.
You guys are hilarious.
Hey, look, Kiki.
First off, I would be so honored. I mean, I would worry a little bit because I know that they're a little vicious.
You've been visited by a spirit.
Right. But also, the one dude is so right. Cats is cats, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't follow the laser pointer.
Yeah.
A lot of commenters were like, you know, you should have started the laser pointer next to it.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised it didn't because, as someone who has in the past played with a laser pointer with her cats, you don't start it too far away because then they just want to sit there and watch it.
You got to get their interest.
Yeah, you got to start it really close to them so that they'll bat at it, and then you can move it.
And how kick-ass of a video would that have been?
That would have been hilarious and so cute. And I also love the homeowner being like, you guys are so funny.
It's an excellent question. Is cats cats?
Yeah, right. Which I would argue, yes. Absolutely, always. And there is absolutely a compilation of big cats doing regular cat stuff on the internet somewhere, you know?
Clawing a dead log in an animal sanctuary until it's shredded.
Or have you seen when they'll take refrigerator boxes to like tiger enclosures? Yeah.
And they'll do the if I fits, I sits.
Yes. Thing. Which, by the way, I think that that should be like a common sense thing to do from now on. Like, I think that we as a society should all agree that if we get a really, really big box from anything, we should donate it to our local zoo.
Oh, yeah.
For some of the big cats. Because yes. I think that would be a nice thing to do.
Absolutely agreed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess the bobcat got bored after a couple of hours and left out the back door, same way it came in.
That's hilarious. I'm a little surprised that they didn't do more to try to get it out sooner.
Right.
But okay.
Yeah, but I'm glad that they sort of let nature take its course.
Yeah.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post. And check out our brand new listing at 3215 Sunnybrook Lane in Idaho Falls.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
IFAF, Idaho Falls.
This isn't the super long version, is it? Oh, yeah, no. This is just the somewhat long version. With like 4 endings.
Yeah, right?
Could have ended 4 times in there.
I agree.
Let's talk about celebrity sightings in Idaho Falls.
Yeah, we had a couple recently.
Cody Brown of Sister Wives.
Which, I mean, I don't know if you really count it as a celebrity, but I get it because he's on TV.
Lot of people up in the comments saying kind of that guy.
Yeah, kind of super duper that guy. Also, hide your kids, hide your wives.
Yeah.
He's marrying everybody out here.
Oh.
Thank you.
Meme game on point. Anyway, he was with his one remaining wife, Robin.
Wow.
He or Robin, I'm not sure which, have family in Idaho Falls.
Mm-hmm.
They were at the Compass Academy graduation at the Mountain America Center in Idaho Falls. Ooh.
Oh, rough.
That's, yeah. Yeah. When you say hide your kids, hide your wife. Yeah. Is he allowed to? I mean, I guess there's a difference between his sister wives and.
Yeah. I mean, so long as all of his wives.
He's not
were
Warren Jeffs. Yeah. I guess. Well, yeah. And that's the thing. Did you know that there's only one wife left?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Actually. Robin and is his last remaining wife. The other ones left him.
I can't say I blame him.
Okay.
They probably finally had enough money, power, and influence that they realized they didn't have to be with him, and they realized they weren't happy, so they left. Sorry, dude.
Can only speculate. Don't know. Never watched a second of that show, have you?
No, not really. It always just, like, I don't know, skeeved me out. Mm-hmm. I know I've seen, like, clips of it here and there, but I never actively took the time to watch any of it.
And that's one thing I sort of resent about doing this show. We touched on this briefly last week when we talked about the secret lives of Mormon wives.
Right.
By the way, I apologize. I really do apologize for referring to them as prostitutes.
Right.
I was a little overboard, and what I should have said was sex workers. So, oh!
Mike! Try again.
But, okay. No, what I resent about this show is, oh, shit, we got to watch that shit now. I got to at least be aware of it.
Right,
whereas normally,
fair,
in my normal life,
you wouldn't care.
Right.
Right, that's fair.
Okay. Harrison Ford was at the snake bite.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Holy shit.
Now that guy's an actual legend.
Not just A-lister.
Yeah.
But like legend.
Yeah.
Since 1977.
Mm-hmm.
And even earlier than that, if you count American Graffiti.
Yeah. Now I will say I have heard he's a little bit surly.
Yes. I think that's a character that he portrays. I just want to say he's still acting, I think. Or at least that's what he wants us to believe, is he's a little surly.
Maybe, but also like, come on, dude. At the end of the day, you can't be mad at your fans, because without them, you wouldn't have any of the stuff you've got.
Well, and that's the thing, is like, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be hanging out at the snake bite in Idaho Falls. I mean, like, all evidence to the contrary.
Yeah.
He may want to come across in most circles as a surly bastard, but here he is having a good old time kicking up some dirt in Idaho Falls, Idaho, 90 minutes away from his home base of operations, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which we went to this week,
and
we'll talk about soon. Anyway, nice to see him. And damn it, I have to watch Captain America Brave New World now.
Because you have to.
I do, because Harrison Ford plays the president.
I wonder, though, if you could find a supercut of all of his scenes.
That turns into the Red Hulk, and he looks badass.
You're not Steve Rogers.
You're right.
I'm not.
Since when were they red?
You want me? Come and get me!
Like, I was going to skip. I was going to, I'm like, I'm not doing the Marvel. I'm not doing the MCU this time. I already watched the other 30 movies from phase 1 through 4 last time. I don't want to.
I mean, that's the thing with the MCU.
And now I have to.
If you miss any of the movies or any of the TV shows, you don't get any of the new ones. You know, like, people will say, oh, well, you can watch me. You just won't get all the Easter eggs. But like, they're kind of integral to the part
There are some moments in the movies, if you're unaware of what has happened up to this point,
right,
you're going to be like, what?
Yeah.
But
so I just have stopped giving a shit about them just because they're all trash. All of the new ones follow the same formula.
I want to see, like, my boy Indy as the red fucking Hulk.
I get it. And that's fair. But I'm just saying, all of the new Marvel movies feel like they were written by ChatGPT and they're just not good.
Speaking of which, using ChatGPT for a few things, I have not once, except for our IFAF AI episodes that are intentionally that way, not once have I used ChatGPT for something and published it as is. I've always tweaked it and gone, that's not right. I'm going to do this, going to do this.
Right.
There's a couple of people in town in my feed showing up with ads that were completely written by ChatGPT. And I just want you to know, marketing people and business owners who employ marketing people that are doing that, we can tell.
Yes.
And it's not hard.
No.
It's pretty easy to tell. When you throw something into ChatGPT, it shits it out and it shows up in my feed.
Right. I don't want to see ChatGPT's turds.
All the way down to, yeah.
I mean, at least polish the turd a little, dude. Like, come on. We put a little bit of human effort into that.
More like turd GPT. Yeah. ChatGPT turd.
ChatGPT. I'm
sorry. What was it last episode? I was trying to figure out, I was trying to say, polish that turd or put some lipstick on that pig. And I said something like, polish and lipstick that turd pig.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, that was a lot of asides. Are we done? I think we're done.
Yeah.
And I had a rant about high school kids entering the workforce.
Yeah.
Because it's summer.
Yeah.
Class of 2025 is out in full force in the drive-through windows.
What was the problem? Like they couldn't hear you?
Okay, all right. Here was the biggest most frustrating thing.
Okay.
Kids expect you to be on board the minute they hear a rumor of a whisper of a new trend.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, some of those trends die by the time, you know, you as an adult with a job are even aware of it. So the first question now at any drive-through window is...
Oh, do you want to use our mobile app?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Will you be earning rewards today on our mobile app? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah,
no, right. I will not. I have not downloaded your mobile app. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely no benefit to it. What? Right. A free fries every 10th order?
Yeah.
No, it's I'd rather not have the app than save $3 every 3 months.
Well, and it kind of makes you wonder if they're just putting that like little clause into the terms and conditions. Basically that you can't sue them. You have to mediate them. Yeah.
Yeah. They pull it at Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Just saying.
Is that,
I kind of wonder if that's why they're pushing it so much.
Right.
Right.
So I said, no. And she said, and by the way, I've tried to find it because they're very polite when they ask, or the automated thing asks because they can't get the kids to do it.
Yeah.
No thanks. Or not today. No, not today. Anyway, she said, what? and then I said, no, I will not be using the mobile app to earn rewards today. Oh, okay. You know, sometimes when you see a high school kid give a report about something they just learned about.
Right.
All right, bitches, pay attention because I'm about to school you about something that I just spent 2 hours cramming about.
Uh-huh.
And then they tell you all about it. Like they go so quickly from learning something to this is the norm.
Right, right.
All right, everybody buckle up because I'm here to tell you about topological superconductors, which is a new state of matter developed by Microsoft, and it's going to be big in quantum computing starting yesterday. Oh, you missed it. We're off and running. Like,
right.
Would you like to use the app? No. What? mock confusion and amazement? No, I don't want to use your app. Yeah. Don't act all confused.
I don't blame
you. It's not the way things are.
Right.
Okay.
Although they do sometimes have really good coupons on the
app. Do they?
Sometimes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily worth it, but I mean, especially because the whole point of fast food is that it's fast. Do we need to make it faster? Really, people?
Although that, I mean, I know ordering on the app, like while you're waiting in line, like I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Will there be a Napoleon Dynamite 2?
Will there?
These rumors are starting to stir, so I just want to put it on the show.
Well, and also like...
For the record.
Well, and also like, what could the storyline possibly be? Is it like Napoleon's out of high school, now he's working at the local DI?
And that's one of the objections brought up.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are saying part of the charm of Napoleon is the innocence of youth.
Right.
So what kind of...
That's a good point.
Struggles are we going to be dealing with like... You know, an alimony or two?
Right.
Child support payments?
Although, even the older people in Napoleon Dynamite do have a certain air of innocence about them, you know?
Right. Uncle Rico, head in the clouds, I could have made that throw.
Right. He's like, I should have been a professional football player. Even the fact that him and Kip go out and buy a time machine and assume it's going to work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of funny because Kips really works out for him in the end, you know, what with LaFonda and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But but yeah, I guess.
I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
I guess I think you could do Napoleon Dynamite without the youth element to it. But I feel like he helped to sort of balance out the adults that were also naive.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Three reasons why it might happen. Mm-hmm. One, remember Napoleon Dynamite was released by Fox Searchlight Pictures, which is now a part of Disney.
Right.
And you know how they feel about cashing in on everything that's ever been made.
Right. Which, by the way, have you heard the thing about the new Lilo and Stitch?
No.
Spoiler alert. So in the original, Nani worked so hard to keep Lilo. In this one, she like gives her up to CPS.
What?
Yeah, which by the way, she does it so that she
must
can
be
go
an important to, plot point.
She does it so that she can go to the mainland to study marine biology, even though, guess what? Hawaii has the best marine biology programs in the country.
Yeah, what?
It's so nonsense. It completely undoes the entire story of the first one and substitutes it for shit.
All right.
Like, here's the thing. It would be so different if it was just a plain shot-for-shot live-action version where everything was the same, but it was people instead of cartoons.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's so much worse.
They mess with canon, damn it.
Yeah.
All right, so reason number one, Fox Searchlight. Mm-hmm. Reason number two, of course, director Jared Hess's. We've talked about the Napoleon Dynamite, Minecraft, White Lotus connection.
Right.
Jared Hess's success with Minecraft, he can pretty much call the shots now and say, here's what I'm doing next.
Yeah.
So that's the second reason we might have a Napoleon Dynamite 2. And then number three, just the fact that it's a deeply personal film for him.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, and so long as Jared Hess is the one who has creative control over it, I think it'll turn out good. But I worry about Disney's track record with sequels, especially lately. So we'll see.
Is Chick-fil-A and Ammon racist?
Usually I feel like the racism around here is more just sort of naive.
Instead of malicious?
Yeah, I think it's usually just people not knowing a lot about other cultures and racial backgrounds and saying something dumb.
Thomas Wade is suing Ammon Chick-fil-A franchise operator Lauren Mosteller for discrimination, hostile work environment, retaliation, intentional infliction of emotional distress. So we need to make that very clear about the parties involved. It ain't Chick-fil-A. It's the operator herself.
Okay.
Lauren Mosteller.
Right, which makes sense.
Who has denied the allegations in her response to the lawsuit. Okay, so I first saw this story 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was only on one news site. This is the weird sidebar to the story that's more disturbing to me. It was only on one site, the Atlanta Black Star, which is a website created in 2012, I want to say. It's a legit website.
Right.
It's a legit news source. So why were they the only ones reporting on it? And up until halfway through last week, if you Googled Ammon Chick-fil-A racism story.
Scandal, even?
It was only articles from the Atlanta Black Star.
Interesting.
Meaning it was the original article and then links to that article from other Atlanta Black Star articles. You know how websites do.
Yeah, right. Okay, interesting.
So then a couple of other, I think was it MSN? Or the Idaho Statesman out of Boise. A couple other news outlets picked up on it. And now if you Google that, that is not true at all.
Okay.
You'll see a bunch of news sites who have jumped on the story.
That's good. That's something at least.
Sure, but how?
Yeah, it is a little weird that it ended up starting so far. Like the story was first reported by someone so far away from Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would assume it's probably because a lot of the place.
How are we not aware of it?
People around here don't like to talk about that stuff.
Right.
You know, they don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
And look, I'm not sure we do either, other than we hope justice is served because there's some serious damn allegations. Like, and not necessarily just from the owner operator, but from people that the owner operator should have been aware. Like, they had a lot of complaints in a year's time. Maybe just under a year that they worked there.
Jeez Louise, a whole year? That sucks.
Different employees using words like ape and monkey and the N-word and antique farming equipment. Holy shit.
Wow. Well, also, it makes you wonder what the other employees were doing. You know?
Right.
I kind of get if you feel like you can't speak up because you're worried about losing your job, but also, like, I feel like there has to be some kind of, I don't know. They have to at least be passively okay with it if they were able to say this and they got no pushback from any of the team members.
Right. One of the things I read was one of the instances where Thomas Wade reported something. They were, don't worry about them. You're taking things too seriously. Yikes. It like okay.
Yeah.
I remember having a conversation like in the late 90s with some kids. You know how radio attracts kids mostly. Right.
Yeah.
Who are given it a shot before they, you know, choose a real job. And it's only a lucky few who get to stay in it for the rest of their lives.
Right.
But I'm like, hey, guys, I know we're in Idaho Falls, Idaho, and I know that we have zero black people here. And I know that rep has been hot here for about 10 years. What with Yo MTV Raps,
right.
And then MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice, Public mm-hmm. Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet, mm-hmm. but you can't be repeating that word even in a way that's used for camaraderie.
Right, right.
You can't say that because you're white.
Yeah.
All right. Free meals. Summer lunches had me a blast.
Summer lunches happen so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe it's already summer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
District 91 giving away summer meals free. Children ages 1 to 18. Mm-hmm. It's happening at Kate Curley Park in Longfellow Elementary.
I'm so glad we have this program. It's so yeah. important for so many kids.
Bonneville Joint School District 93 doing it too. Mm-hmm. Link to the website in this post as well.
Yeah.
And signups are required for grab-and-go meals. Just remember that. Adults may purchase a meal at the on-site locations.
Mm-hmm. Makes cool. sense. I think that's fair.
And all food must be eaten on site.
Oh.
Kind of why they're doing it.
I wonder
gotta
why
consume it there.
Though.
Well, you know, so you don't take it home and give it to your alcoholic parents.
Right.
They won't get off their ass and get a job and feed their children.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of yeah. like a, I mean, it's sort of like a controlled welfare program.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Anyway. But yeah, go get your summer lunches. Oh, the summer bites.
That's funny. I like that.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, and it is at least a really nice way to sort of offset the cost of like having to pay for lunches that yeah. were pennies on the dollar when they were through the school.
Yeah.
So yeah, helpful for the adults too.
Okay. The main event. We had a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, we did.
And
we
really,
did
it all happened on Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was insane. It was kind of nice, too, because then we actually ended up having a day off where we were able to relax a little.
Yeah.
You know, but we did a ton in just like a 24-hour period.
Went to Jackson Hole Thursday mm-hmm. night, which can we just remember it's only an hour and a half away? Maybe some right. change if you take your time.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed at the, the shittiest motel in Jackson. No, we stayed at a very budget-friendly motel
right.
in Jackson.
Yeah, and it wasn't that bad. I
still
actually
$200
it was
bucks
nice.
A night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reason being, we were only in it for 6 hours.
Yeah. There was no reason to go out and buy a really nice room.
Yeah.
Because we weren't going to really use it.
Right.
One thing I did think was funny is I remember looking at the TV when we walked in and I said something like, do you think they have traditional cable or do you think they've got streaming? The answer is neither. They only had public access television.
And the same channels we have in Idaho Falls, 3, yeah. 6, and 8.
Yeah, which was kind of funny to me, but you know, whatever.
And when we were waking up, but early in the morning,
uh-huh.
we caught the morning show on local news, you know, the guy we always give a hard time to.
Right, right.
Not
bad.
It
was actually kind of nice to watch it, like, when you would normally watch it.
Not bad. I would say, yeah, well done, you guys. And I will say, though, there was one story about the missing person that I saw on Facebook had been found like right. at 10 o'clock the night before, and they were still reporting the person is missing the next morning.
Right.
Yikes.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Anyway, Thursday night had a nice dinner in Jackson at the Silver Dollar.
Yes, I believe that was the
which
name.
Is, yeah, there's two, okay. The Million Dollar Cowboy Bar
right.
is right across from Town Square,
mm-hmm.
and that's the one where you saddle up literally to the bar.
Right.
Their saddles. But around the corner is the Silver Dollar Bar. That's part of the Wirt Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the menu. You can see their prices.
Oh, and the food was good.
Yeah, what kind of, you got some trout?
Yeah, I got the trout. And then you got the Elk Euro.
Elk Euro.
Yeah.
Yummy.
So good.
So good. We got some corn chowder.
Mm-hmm.
It's their signature.
And their peach huckleberry.
Oh, a little
cobbler
crisp
thing. Oh my gosh, that was good.
Just fantastic.
Really good.
And they had that, they definitely had a motif going on. They had the
mm-hmm.
cowboy gambler.
With the saloon girl.
With the saloon girl.
Yeah, I thought that was cute, honestly. I like that.
Motif going on there.
Yeah, and they had a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Just a little salacious.
A few.
Yeah.
So the next morning, bright and early, to get on a wildlife tour with our friends at Brushbuck Wildlife Tours.
Right.
Now, you may remember we brought them up when they were in the Super Bowl commercial
mm-hmm.
for Google Gemini with Google Sheets.
Yes.
Where you can not only sort regular data.
Yeah.
But qualitative, not just quantitative, but qualitative data.
Yes. Yeah. And not just words like good or something like that, because that is still sort of qualitative in the sense that that has to come up a certain amount of times. But it was able to interpret the reviews and sort of categorize them, which was kind of neat.
So they were in this commercial. We talked about them. They said, come and do a tour. And so we did.
And it was awesome.
Now, it's called the Full Day Grand Teton Private Tour. If that sounds like too much of a commitment to you, you should know it's only from like 6:30 to 2:30.
Yeah. So yeah. So it's really not too bad. Yes.
That's still 8 hours.
Yes. It is an 8 hour tour.
Yeah.
But you end up having the whole rest of your day because you get up so early.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was great. And getting up so early, I think, is important because then you can see some of the wildlife. Just you're awake before some of them.
Yes. Which makes sense because you want to get to the location before they do so you can actually catch them.
So it was a beautiful morning. There was some fog just burning off on the elk refuge.
Yes.
Land. Here we are in the heart of the Tetons, just they're right next door, and we saw all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, buffalo. My gosh. Buffalo, elk, we saw some pronghorns. My pronghorn personal leghorn. Favorite
yeah.
were the otters.
Yes.
We saw a trio of little river otters that were going fishing, and they were so stinking cute. I loved them so much.
And that was it? It was Horseshoe Bend? Is that the
I think so.
Right place? Anyway.
Yeah, I'm so bad at locations.
Yeah. Where there was a beautiful reflection, but there's the cute otters all just happy with themselves, eating the fishies.
Right. And one thing I really appreciated is that they provide binoculars. I had one really crappy pair that I had planned to bring because I don't own a good pair of binoculars. I hadn't thought about it, you know. But I had those in my bag and I was ready to whip them out. And then as soon as we opened the door, I saw these really big, really nice binoculars for us to use. And they also had this really cool scope. That was even better at like magnifying it. These guys know that you're not supposed to get too close to the wildlife. So they want to make sure you can still see them really well without being in danger.
Yes, right. Yeah. So we'd get out of the car when, first of all, they were expert at spotting. Here's what I would say. If you think you can go and do Yellowstone and you haven't had a lot of experience spotting or glassing, which is what they call when they use binoculars.
Yeah.
You could drive an entire day through the park and go, oh, we had a nice drive, but didn't really see anything.
Yeah. There were so many times when they were like, oh, there's an animal over there. And to the naked eye, I saw nothing.
Right. They're good.
Really good.
They're like, really. And they've been doing it for a couple of decades. I think our tour guides were Mark and Allie. Mark was the experienced dude. Allie was sort of the trainee.
Yeah.
The apprentice learning. And you could learn something from everybody in the car.
Right.
But it was just us four. It was kind of, and we were in the back seat. It was kind of like riding with mom and dad. A little bit. If mom and dad knew a whole shit ton about
all the critters in the park.
Where to go. Time of day, what you're going to see, what to look for, a little history of every place we visited. It was an amazing experience, Brush Buck Wildlife Tours. We want to thank you so much for allowing us on this thing. And we have to tell you, if you're in Idaho Falls and you're looking for a day trip and you want to be a tourist in your own backyard, this is perfect.
It really was. And I do think that it is absolutely worth the cost of it. I will say that if you do want to pack even more into the day, you might be inclined to do the 4 hour tour. Because the thing is, a lot of these animals are only out at dusk and dawn. So you don't necessarily.
And there's a word, corpuscular?
Yes.
Is that there's some word that Mark taught us? I don't think that's it.
No, I think it is.
Corpuscular? Something anyway, but basically active in the morning and afternoon and no other times.
Right, because it gets too hot during the day, which honestly, I relate.
And they sleep during the night.
right. But yeah, so I think that you definitely can get a lot done in just that 4 hours, but you can get even more done in the 8, but you'll see more landscape in the 8 hour tour.
Yeah.
If you're only going for the critters, the 4 hour is good too, but I think the 8 hour was amazing.
It felt like an entire vacation packed in. You know I'm all about efficiency.
Yeah, you are.
And just getting her done. But we'd go to certain stops. All right, well, let's get out. Stretch your legs. Okay, you're looking right over there. Binocs, boom, they're up. You're seeing it. By the time you put your binoculars down, he's got the scope set up so that you can look through it. He's even taking cell phone photos through the scope. So these were actual photos of actual activity that we encountered that day.
It was pretty cool.
What else? Can we think of everything? blue herons.
Yes. Uh-huh. Plenty of deer. We saw a lot of different birds. Oh, yeah. I thought Fabio was a really cool one. Do you remember Fabio? Yes,
you spotted this one.
Yes. Yeah. So we were leaving one of the rest stops that we'd gone to, you know, use the bathroom, et cetera. And right on the side of the road was this huge elk, just like having a grand old time. He couldn't have been more than about 6 feet away from me in the car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you stretched and I held your ankles while you reached out of it, you could have touched
him. I could have pet him.
The velvet on his antlers. I guess Fabio's a special boy who doesn't mind humans a bit.
No, no.
Like to a sadly dangerous for him extent.
Right, right. Yeah, apparently he's one of the animals that they have to haze. That's the term that they use for it.
Yeah.
Basically where they are just kind of dicks to animals so that they don't like humans.
Honking their horns, yelling, stomping their feet and stuff. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, 8 out of 10 animals will react with, oh shit, I'm out of here. Sorry,
right,
bro.
Right.
But 2 out of 10 will be like, herp derp, how you doing?
Right.
And those are the ones that have to get put down because they're too friendly.
Well, and too
and they're okay with
humans to the point where they may attack.
Right. Yeah. Where something bad is going to happen.
Maybe friendly isn't even the word. Maybe it's more that they're so unfazed, you know,
that their own instincts aren't serving them well.
Right, right.
Maybe. Anyway, we learned so much. Like, I feel like, so I've lived here almost my entire life. All but 20 years on and off. So over half my life. Yeah. I guess that's the way I need to say that.
Sure.
And I feel like I've seen it all. Mm-hmm. Nope. Not after spending 8 hours in a car with Brush Buck Wildlife Tours.
Yeah, I feel like I saw so much more in that one tour than I ever did on any of my visits there combined.
Okay, I've always known the Idaho view of the Tetons. Now I'm very intimate with not only the Jackson Hole view, the Teton Village view,
The Pierre's Hole
Eastern view, the Pierre's view, which is the Idaho side, and then the Cathedral view from the north.
Yes,
uh-huh. Like, got it all locked in now.
Right.
A memory I'm going to keep forever. So anyway, thanks again, Brush Buck. Well worth it. Link to them in this post. And we're so glad we made your acquaintance. You were in that Super Bowl commercial. Mm-hmm. And let's see, what's next on our list? Alaska or Africa?
Yeah,
I think so. They also have Brush Buck tours there.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of good things about Alaska lately.
Yeah.
But I feel like the critters in Africa would be neater. Mm-hmm. So that's a tough one.
So, Brush Buck Wildlife Tour, thanks again. We are fans for life. Mm-hmm. Crisp high five. 21 pew, finger pew. Gun salute and chef's kiss.
To you for getting us closer to the critters.
Okay, then we came back on Friday to the opening night gala for the Museum of Idaho Mummies, the exhibition.
And it was the coolest, by the way.
Oh, man, yeah.
So, first of all, mummies in general, I think, are really popular this season in Idaho Falls because there's going to be the Prince of Egypt play going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now there's this exhibit, too. And it was just really neatly set up. There were all kinds of different things to see.
When you think of mummies, you just think of Egyptian mummies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were other mummies from other parts of the world. Hungarian mummies?
Yeah, there were a few different cats as well.
Cats, little kitties. And you see that and you go, oh, shit. I mean, that's a 4,000-year-old kitty.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they look basically the same. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It ignored everything I said to it.
But yeah, right.
Yeah, it was really kind of like, I mean, boy, talk about looking right into the eyes of history.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And it was a pretty impressive and expansive collection.
Mm-hmm. I love how one of the first things you see when you walk through, it's actually a tactile exhibit. This is what a mummy feels like if they've been preserved with,
like, in a bog or what was the other one?
Dried out, wrapped in linen.
There we go.
In a bog.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple others.
Yeah, there were a few others. Just, it was really neat.
Mummified. Anyway, so you can sort of feel, wrapped in fur, you know, like, anyway, it's just really well done, really amazing exhibit. Definitely one you want to go to and take the kids to this summer.
Yeah, I think here's the thing. Yes, it's morbid, but honestly, kids love that stuff. They're wacky.
I don't think, I can't think of a reason why a kid would get upset about it other than dealing with their own mortality before it's really time to.
Right.
Which, you know.
I mean, some of the mummies were kind of scary looking, like in the face. Like they look like spooky, scary skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. But also, like, come on. You've seen it in your Egyptology books. You get it.
Oh, and don't forget about bonus exhibit, Signs of the Times.
Right, which was such a cool one.
Upstairs, yeah, you're going to recognize some of these businesses and some of these signs. Here's a couple photos for you to check out if you want to go see them in person.
I was so glad that was finally open. They had some really neat kind of deep cuts.
And will we ever get that Stinker Station's warning to tourists, do not laugh at the natives sign back? I hope so.
Gosh, I hope so. Especially since we don't even have the bee for the Bonneville anymore. Like,
yeah, we're missing the bee from the Bonneville Hotel you may have seen in that shot.
Anyway. Such a bummer. It would be really nice to at least have that as part of the collection.
From frozen in time to frozen confections, here it comes.
It's treat time, such a neat time. Better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying Trolley's Gummy Pops in their two classic combos, cherry lemon and strawberry grape.
It's treat time.
Perfect.
All right. So same flavors as their gummy wormies.
Yes.
Only their gummy pops.
Yes. Hmm. Now, I have been on the hunt for these for like a year now.
Yeah, I remember you talking about these last summer.
Right. Ever since I saw a couple of videos about it and how they're supposed to be like a gummy texture, but it's a popsicle. And my brain was like, how is that going to work? That seems really weird. So I'm super excited to try these. I feel like the texture is going to be either really horrible or really great. I think that you should start with the grape strawberry.
Can I ask a stupid question before I even handle this thing?
Sure.
Do you bite it or do you suck it?
I mean, I think that's just dependent on how you like to eat popsicles.
Really. Let's hear from our studio audience.
Yeah. I feel like with popsicles, you always start by sucking and then you bite. But yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you do
what
that.
What on earth?
That's kind of funny, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you see that little bit of wiggle? I mean, the one crummy thing is there's a stick in half of it, so you don't really see that part jiggle. Ooh.
Right.
Watch me pull it away from there. That's funny. Look at that wiggle wiggle. My money don't jiggle jiggle. But yeah, that's funny, huh?
Huh.
Reminds me of a baby elephant. What do you think of that?
Can we get the baby elephant? Let's get the baby elephant real quick.
Wow.
Look at it, look at it, look at it. That reminds me of something else.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
You know, guys, when you get out of the shower.
You want to try the cherry?
Yeah. I just want to put that taste in my mouth.
Grape.
Mm-hmm. For comparison, are these supposed to be sour or am I being a wuss?
No, I mean, now that you mention it, maybe they're modeled after the sour gummy worms.
They don't say sour on them.
They don't say sour.
Hold up the box.
I guess they are a little tart.
Wow. They're a little tart. Yes. Mm-hmm. A little tart. Maybe that's my review.
That's good though.
The cherry lemon. Mm.
I like that grape.
How very pleasant. Which one do you like best?
Mm. You know what? I haven't tried the lemon on the cherry lemon yet,
okay.
But so far I like the grape better than the cherry.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, before we trade, I'm going to try a little of the strawberry, do you want to try a little bit of the lemon? Mm.
The whole wiggling thing.
Oh. I know.
Man. Yes.
I definitely feel like those ones are wigglier. Yes. I think the cherry lemon are wigglier than the grape strawberry.
Right.
Yeah. Like by kind of a lot. But yeah, go ahead and trade me for a sec.
I'm pushing it down a little bit. Oops, nope, you can't do that. You got to be careful.
Can I try that lemon real quick?
Does your popsicle do this?
It reminds me of that ad for Mountain View, the one with the sad balloon.
Yes, the one IE Productions did for the Eastern Idaho State Fair a couple of years ago. It's nice, right?
I really like the lemon flavor.
It tastes sort of like a lemon custard.
Yeah, that's good. That reminds me a lot of my mom's lemon bars.
Hmm.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I gotta say.
I mean, first off, ladies, I think this is a great idea for a date. You know? Yeah, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, that's why I thought these were sour.
Uh-huh.
What's the blue again? That's really sour.
That one is a little more sour,
It's a little more tart.
This one's a lot less tart.
My bad. You were saying, why is this a good idea for a date?
Well, I'm just saying you could sort of display your skill before engaging in any activities. So, you know, if you want to put thoughts in someone's mind, this would be the thing to use.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, isn't it an unwritten rule that guys should never suck a popsicle or eat a hot dog on camera?
Yeah, and here you are breaking it.
I broke it with the Trump dance / Alison Brie salt and pepper shakers.
Mm. Do you want to finish this one or that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
You didn't
probably
know?
Probably that one.
That one? Okay, I'll trade you. Even though I really like the lemon on that one. I think that's... The lemon flavor in that is my favorite.
Okay.
But I think overall I like this one. I like both of these flavors together better than both of those flavors together. You know what I mean?
The lemon goes pow on this
one. The lemon does go pow.
On this one, the sour's at the bottom. On that one, the sour's at the top.
Right.
So what are we like? This is definitely a refreshing treat.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them a lot. And I like the texture. All
jokes aside.
Like, it's got
these are great.
I mean, not to use the word, but it's totally got a good mouthfeel, you know? Like, it's a weirdly soft popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of great, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Weirdly soft.
Do you think you could finish that whole thing in one bite?
Oh, yeah.
Like, Scooby-Doo it?
Yeah.
We're going to get a brain freeze doing this shit.
Let's try. Cherry lemon. What a great combo.
Great combo. I'll take your stick.
Well done, trolley.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I've been saying trolley.
Trolley. Yeah.
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 And quite frankly, I don't know if it's Haribo
or
Haribo.
I think it's technically trowley, like Crowley.
Trowley.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
I don't remember. But yeah.
Two thumbs up?
I would say so.
Four?
I thought those were good. It depends on how many of the flavors you like. A thumb for each flavor.
Right. Yeah. Okay. This is my vote on grape. It was a little too tart for me.
I like the tart. I thought that was fun. Yeah. If you're a sour gummy lover, I think you'll probably really like these.
Well, that was fun.
That was a good time.
Let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
So we've got Mountain Brewers Beer Fest to finally hear. It's going to be this Saturday at Sandy Downs from 12 noon to 5 p.m. So you've got 5 hours of beer and good times ahead of you if you go. It sounds like they're also going to have an after party at the Celt at 9 p.m. So you can keep it going all night long and wake up with the worst hangover ever.
Good times, bruh.
Also coming up, we've got the Idaho Falls Retro X3. That's going to be Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st at the Elks Lodge here in Idaho Falls.
And because we're sort of caught with our pants down, we're recycling our Halloween costumes, right? We're going as Peter and Lois Griffin.
I think that's a great one. Why not?
You really kill it with the hairdo.
Thank you. Yeah, I finally figured it out. I think I do need to run to Zerker's or something and get some of that orange spray and hair color stuff.
Okay.
Because I think that would really send it over the top.
All right.
But yeah, and it's just a nice comfy outfit, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've also got Summer Brew. That's going to be Saturday, June 21st
from 5 beer? To 9.
Lots of beer. Yeah. That's going to be at the Broadway Plaza between Smoke and Fins and Ribbon Chop House.
Okay, right.
They're going to have beer, beets, and good vibes.
Yeah, bruh.
I mean, hard not to if you've got beer and beets, you know?
Yeah.
And then last but not least, there is the Summer Solstice Market by Mystic Misfits. That's going to be June 22nd from noon to 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn and Suites.
And did I hear Mystic Misfits has moved or is moving?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's, they're moving again?
Everybody's moving. Love at First Bite. Shout out Domain. Mystic Misfits.
They're moving to
somewhere on 17th.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see them expanding. That'll be good.
Right?
They've always got fun stuff.
Well, that's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.